On today's show, lots to do, but the leadoff is going to be more on what we led off with yesterday on the program, when yesterday we were talking about what was at that point still ongoing or just ending that committee meeting about HB 35, which is representative and candidate for AL1, Chris Pringle's bill, the GIRL Act, the Gender Is Real Legislation Act, and it was being discussed in a committee meeting when it seemingly went off the rails. I told you I'd work to get the audio. Now, this audio recorded from somebody's phone in the audience there. We're going to run a little clip here, and then we're going to be joined by Representative Chris Pringle. So let's get that audio to get everything started and kind of set this up. This is from yesterday. They're having, you'll hear from an opponent of HB 35, and then John Rogers, Representative John Rogers, asked some questions himself. So let's go to that.
Scientific difference. So today I'm just asking that you please take a look at this. Don't vote with discrimination. Don't vote with hate. Vote with inclusivity and acceptance. There's nothing scientifically that proves that you have a competitive edge because you're transgender. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone on the committee have a question for this witness? Thank you very much. Wait a second, we do have one question.
Here comes John Rogers.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, I can hear you. It's fine.
Well, you know, I know one time it was discussed that they had a young lady participating in a track meet. And she was transgender, but she was much faster because she had some male hormones. That's not true, right?
It's not. Actually, just doing my layperson research, I was able to just research further. I read some scholarly reports through Oxford University in my research that stated that once, from what my understanding was, is once transgender women start taking hormones to go through that transition, that completely nullifies any testosterone push that happened maybe in teenage years.
How are you going to know?
Sir, I read. I Googled scholarly reports.
Somebody transgender that they don't declare themselves. Mm-hmm. I've seen that by 20 football players are transgender. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, my favorite player, I was saying, is a guy who's transgender. They couldn't have read that.
Yeah, there's no scientific proof out there that has been determined to show that there has been a competitive edge for someone that is transgender.
My favorite football player, he could right now. I was hurt with it. I wasn't hurt, but he played plenty of football.
Yeah. Who's your favorite player?
I don't call his name, but I don't want to get it out for you.
Well, that's something to do with privacy, right? And I think that also, I do believe that people deserve that privacy, too.
Thank you very much.
You hear some people in the background. Of course, this is just with somebody's phone commenting, trying to figure out what Representative Rogers was talking about. The 20 transgendered players in the NFL. They're trying to figure that out. And he said his favorite player was playing for the North Carolina Panthers. We figure out here, and a little further, that we're talking about none other than one time Auburn quarterback and Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton.
Okay. So we've had six people speak in opposition, and the sponsor of the bill would like to respond, and then we'll move forward from there.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. First and foremost, this bill has not come out of hate or fear. This bill comes out of keeping the competitive balance where young women are trying to compete. They do their very best. I have here in front of me, I'm going to read this, two young women in Connecticut. They have to compete against transgenders. And these two transgender athletes have won 15 state indoor and outdoor championships between the two of them since they started competing as females. The girls they don't feel like it's fair for them to compete when they know the outcome of the race before the race even starts because of the athletes they're having to compete against who are identifying as female. Those athletes were born and raised with the benefit of testosterone in their system. That testosterone created a stronger muscle system than the girls have. And this is about compliance with Title IX and ensuring that young ladies get to compete fairly in their athletic events. It in no way prevents transgender athletes from competing in athletic events. It just says they have to compete under the gender assigned at their birth. They can still fully participate in any athletic event. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Now, it would be immature of me to mention the fact that the next voice on that audio, if we go the longer form later, is Representative Hollis, who introduced a bill about requiring men who have fathered their third child or have reached 50 years old to have a vasectomy. But I wouldn't talk about that because it would be immature of me. Hey, coming up, Representative Chris Sprinkle joins us right here on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. So you heard the discussion yesterday as we were just kind of translating what was coming through the Twitter feed from Goat Hill. Then we got some audio, and then we got some more audio to start off this hour of a committee meeting and a discussion of HB 35, which most people know as the GIRL Act, the Gender Is Real Legislative Act. And it's actually a bill that was discussed when it was pre-filed by Representative Chris Sprinkle here on the show. And he's joining us again now that it's had some airing in the atmosphere of other members of the House. Thank you for your time, Representative Pringle. Thanks for being on.
Glad to be here, Sean.
So I was kind of explained to just a little civics lesson for folks, committee meeting versus the House. What was going on yesterday? Give us a setting.
The bill's up before the state government committee. As chairman of the committee, it's my bill, so I had to step aside and let my vice chairman couldn't preside because he had to leave, so we went to another representative to preside, and we had a public hearing. And you know, it's tradition in the Alabama House not to vote on the bill after a public hearing, to carry it over for a week.
And that's what you were asking to do, right? Carry it to this upcoming week in Montgomery.
Yeah, there was a little confusion right there, right at the end. Mm-hmm. But that's what happened. The bill was carried over to this week, and it's on the agenda. And it'll be before the Committee on State Government at 3:00 in room 206 in the State House on next Wednesday.
All right. So, if somebody was, will they have another chance to speak, or will this not have the speakers like yesterday's?
No, we had the public hearing on it yesterday.
Okay, so that's finished. Let's talk about, you know, of course, I'm drawn like a moth to the flame to some of the antics that went on during that discussion with your fellow representative, John Rogers, and maybe we'll get into that in a second. But I think we should reset here, and because people heard some of the audio, some of the people that were speaking out against the bill, people have been writing about it on social media, trying to say what it is. I see a note here. A local note here from a group in Mobile trying to define what your bill would do. Why don't I do this? You're the man that wrote the bill. Can you tell us what it says?
Well, I'll be glad to, because there's a lot of information about this bill. And as always, the liberals are accusing people like me of ignoring science. And basically, it is a scientific fact. There is a difference between men and women, boys and girls. This bill in no way prevents anybody from participating in athletics at all. What it simply says is you have to participate under the sex assigned to you on your birth certificate. It's just that simple. People can still participate. They just have to participate under the sex they were assigned on their birth certificate. Then they further go and say, you know, this is not a problem. He's just making this up. I'm like, if it's not a problem, why have these female athletes in Kentucky and in Connecticut filed federal lawsuits to block these transgender athletes who were at one time participating in athletics as boys, now they're girls, and they're winning all the championships? The girls don't have the girl in her lawsuit says, we know the outcome of the race before this even takes place because of the situation. They do not stand a chance of winning their athletic competition.
So this
is pending in federal court.
Right. So this has, while it hasn't come up yet in Alabama, it has come up elsewhere.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There are federal lawsuits pending in Kentucky and Connecticut on this very issue.
So, and you said, I want to double back on this, because I heard some of the people speaking out against the bill yesterday saying you're keeping transgender athletes out of being able to participate in sports as they go through. But I heard you say no. In fact, they, as long as it's with the sex they were assigned to the birth, you're not saying they can't. If somebody was assigned a sex of a boy, and they now declare that they're a female, they can still compete in the boys' sports, right? They can still.
Yes. Exactly. There's no ban on that. Now, when you get to college, you get out of high school and you get the NCAA regulations, you're under a completely different set of rules where people of that age have transitioned, have gone through the hormone treatments, have gone through testosterone blockers, and taken estrogen. That's a totally different story for people over the age of 18 that have graduated from high, that have left high school and are competing at the college.
And okay, that's one of the things I heard. The argument is, oh well, these trans women or trans men or they've been taking these blockers. For example, I'm going to just get narrow. There's a boy born a boy, now identifies as a girl, and he's taking, I guess they take estrogen or whatever, and that would make them even to the females that were born female that he's competing. She's competing against.
At what age? And how long is this? This athlete been taking the blockers.
Well, this is one of the, well, and I'm going to interject this, because in looking at this, there's a I think the age is important, because boys generally, there are plenty of exceptions. There are girls that can do better than boys for sure in a lot of sports, but generally, the boys were going to build a bigger muscle frame and a different kind of muscle frame early on, and then even if you took estrogen blockers, you would still have that body size, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd still have, I mean, estrogen, not testosterone block, you take estrogen, you'd still have that body size and that advantage.
That's exactly what we're saying. If your body develops with the benefit of testosterone coursing through your system, creating stronger bones and more muscle mass, it's not fair to go compete against a girl who does not have the same levels of testosterone, because if a girl starts taking testosterone, they're not allowed to participate because it's considered a performance-enhancing drug.
So in female sports, if they take testosterone, they're banned from that sport?
Yeah, it's a performance-enhancing drug. Yes.
Now, okay. Now, this the people that stepped up yesterday were saying that that you're disenfranchised. Basically, I'm painting the picture here, is there's kids in the state of Alabama that are now not going to get to compete in sports because of if this law would pass.
They can compete. They just can't, their senior year, decide they identify as a female and grow their hair out and go out on the track and start running track or go play any sport as a female. But they have to participate as the gender on their birth certificate. That's what's happened in Connecticut. Two athletes decided 2 years ago they decided they're going to start competing as females. Between the two of them, they've set 15 state records. They've won 15 state championships. The girls can't compete against them, and that's what we're trying to prevent in the state of Alabama, having people step up and say, no, this year I'm going to compete as a female.
Hey, just joining us, talking to Representative Chris Pringle, also running AL1 in the Republican primary here in Alabama. Schools now, a system in Alabama now, what could they do? If there was, let's say, a situation where you had somebody who was born a male and now they tell the school that they're going to compete on the with females. They want to be on the girls' team this, the girls' team that. How does it look in Alabama right now? What can they say? Yes, no, nothing, neutral? Where does it stand?
The Alabama High School Athletic Association has already addressed that. You cannot do it, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
And we're trying to make a law so we can keep it that way. Because remember, the High School Athletic Association is not a public entity, and therefore they can go with their board and do whatever they want to and not have to answer to anybody. There's absolutely no oversight to the High School Athletic Association.
Right, it's just it's not a government agency,
no.
Right? It's just it's a governing body only because people let themselves be governed. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
They answer to nobody.
All right, so this vote then is going to be, once again, you had the date and time. You remind everybody when this is going to come up again?
It will be next Wednesday at 3 o'clock in room 206 at the State Government Committee.
All right, can I just take a second for two things? Number one, I want to talk about sure. The campaign, AL1 campaign. But first, did you realize, Representative Pringle, did you realize that there was Cam Newton and possibly 19 other NFL players were transgender before yesterday's conversation?
I have no clue what Mr. Rogers was talking about or where that came from. That's just Mr. Rogers. I don't know where that came from. I really don't. And what he was talking about had absolutely nothing to do with the bill that was before the committee.
And the way I'm reading this, that he arrived late to the meeting?
Oh, yeah. He came in and sat down, turned on his microphone, got recognized, and just started talking.
So he had, I guess in one quote I'd seen, he had said he was driving 100 miles an hour to get there.
John has a tendency to say things. I mean, he literally walked in the room late, walked straight up, sat down at the table, turned on his microphone, got recognized, and started talking. Didn't even open his binder to get to the bill and even look at the bill. That's just John.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get a first-hand account of this. let's shift gears for a second here. Let's talk about AL1 and your campaign here. Last time you and I were talking about it, it was the ad that has so many people talking out there with you building this wall.
Well, sure. You know, I'm a contractor by trade. That's what I do. I'm a builder. So we're just, you know, talking about my profession, and I support President Trump. I think we need to build a wall. We have to secure our border. We have to stop the flow of illegal immigrants and the flow, particularly of illegal drugs that are killing our friends and our family, coming across that southern border. And I will support President Trump to build that wall, and I'll go to Washington and I'll get toe-to-toe with Nancy Pelosi and the squad and all the other liberals that are out to destroy the very fabric of this country.
Look like you're building, for just what I saw, Representative Pringle, it looked like you're building that wall straight across the front of Nancy Pelosi's office there.
Yeah, it was. Well, as we all know, the Capitol Police would not let me carry bricks under the Capitol. But yeah, what she's doing to the United States House of Representatives and the way she's running that institution, it's an embarrassment. She's destroying an institution. She's bringing shame on the Congress, and we need to get rid of her. And the way to get rid of her is elect a Republican majority and let us move her out of that Speaker's office.
All right. People want to get more information about your campaign. Less than 3 weeks here till primary. How do they do it?
Yes, PringleForCongress.com. Very simple. And you can find out all about me, sign up to volunteer. And we'd love to have you on our team. You can sign up for my leadership team on that website also. And we'd appreciate any and all help, your prayers and your support and your vote.
Okay. And so at this point, you cannot confirm rumors that Cam Newton will be there on Wednesday in Montgomery.
No. I will neither confirm nor deny.
Very good. Well said. Representative Chris Pringle and candidate for AL1. Thanks for your time. We'll check back with you next week.
Great. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Coming right back. Take your calls at 343-0106. 343-0106. There's even more audio from Representative John Rogers we could get into. And we might.